What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 24 of A Disciple of Christ, a season of commitment. Today's devotion is titled, A Look Ahead to Calvary. John Phillips once wrote, "If ever there is a portion of God's Word that needs to be approached with reverential awe, this is it. Here we must, like Moses, remove the shoes from our feet, for the place whereon we stand is holy ground." Our text for today is from Psalm 69, verses 7 through 10 and 16 through 18. "For it is for your sake that I have borne reproach, that dishonor has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my mother's sons. For zeal for your house has consumed me, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. When I wept and humbled my soul with fasting, it became my reproach. Answer me, O Lord, for your steadfast love is good. According to your abundant mercy, turn to me. Hide not your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Make haste to answer me. Draw near to my soul. Redeem me. Ransom me because of my enemies." After Psalm 22, Psalm 69 is the second most quoted in the New Testament. John Phillips explains the significance of this great psalm. This psalm has long been considered Davidic, even though there is nothing in David's life which resembles the things he says. Those who deny the Davidic authorship forget that David was not only a poet, he was also a prophet. That is the key to this psalm. From beginning to end, it points toward Christ. This is not about David, but about great David's greater son. The words are the words of David. The heartbreak is the heartbreak of the Son of God. This is not the whimper of a babe or the cry of a hurt child. This is the unutterable anguish of a strong man. The strongest man who ever lived, broken by the woes of the entire world. Psalm 69 foreshadows Jesus' suffering and sacrifice. Notice that Jesus has borne reproach and shame has covered his face in verse 7. Phillips explains these statements. Crucifixion was a shameful way to die, even apart from the terror and pain of it. It was the kind of death the Romans gave to slaves and conquered enemies. A man dying on a cross was exposed naked for the world to see, and the more ignoble functions of the body could not be hidden. The embarrassment associated with the death was not the least of its horrors for a sensitive person. The Lord Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame, but we learn from this psalm the shame was there. And the reproach was as real as the shame. Christ also became an outcast for the sake of God. Phillips writes, "The estrangement had grown after his rejection in the Nazareth synagogue and the attempt by his townspeople to throw him over a cliff. We can well imagine the things that were said about him in the synagogue the family attended and how his brothers would resent the disgrace that he was, in their minds, bringing on the whole family. Mary, of course, knew the truth. But his brothers, and perhaps his sisters too, resented him. He must have felt their rejection very deeply indeed." In verses 9 and 10, the psalmist proclaims that his persecution has resulted from his zeal for the Lord. Upon Jesus' visit to Jerusalem, right before the Passover, he drove the money changers out of the temple. His disciples remembered what Psalm 69, verse 9 said, "Zeal for your house will consume me." John 2, verse 17. It was this righteous act that turned the religious leaders against Jesus. Verses 16 through 18 contain the psalmist's plea for God's mercy to be displayed in his misery. Phillips describes the scene at Calvary. His enemies are shouting, jeering, mocking. "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If thou be the King of Israel, come down from the cross, and we will believe thee. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. And even the dying thieves. Save thyself and us." How every one of those taunts must have stung. Did he sense that the moment was coming when his Father in heaven would also turn his back? Is that why he uttered the agonizing appeal, "Draw near to my soul"? Was the sense of distance already beginning to cast its shadow? The New Testament summarizes the crucifixion with just a few words. "There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle." Yet Psalm 22 and Psalm 69 share detailed insight into the deep anguish Jesus suffered to pay the penalty for our sins. Some questions to consider. How does Jesus' sacrifice detail the seriousness of our sin? How does Psalm 69 reveal Jesus' love for you? And finally, what lesson do these verses teach you about living for the sake of God? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.